to share the whole thing with you. I mean, I can cut out and give you the Cliff Note version, but I really with you. So if you have pen and paper, get it out, take notes, because this will transform your life. Some of you have hit a wall. You felt like you got into a blocked place and you just can't get to the next level. Honor is the answer to this. So my wall and my impasse, I started studying honor, and what I realized is the miracle working power of God opens up to a whole new level when I choose to honor. Where the word of God says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and you haven't even imagined the things that I'm going to do for you, that's what honor is going to open up in your life. Things that you can't even imagine are going to be opened up to you when you choose to honor. You see, we're in a society and a culture that does not honor anything any longer. We're not taught honor. Actually, we're taught the opposite. You only give honor to those people that deserve it, that have earned it. You don't give honor unless they've earned it. That's the culture that we live in. We no longer honor as a culture any longer. And it's so easy to get caught up in that because that's all we've been taught. That's all we've seen around us. So honor, according to the dictionary, is to esteem, respect, assign value to, fix a valuation upon. And the word of God says, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, that's how you've done it unto me. So in our valuation of other people, in the ones we value the least, how we treat them is how we actually are treating our God. It's been a painful study, believe me, but the promises of honor are so worth choosing honor over dishonor. So let me tell you some of the things that honor will bring so I can encourage you a little bit before we get started too far in here. Honor will preserve your life. Honor will give you longevity. Honor will give you supernatural expansion. Business owners, hear this. Honor will give you supernatural expansion, like in Jabez, where he was told to move the tent pegs out because expansion was coming. Expansion is coming to you if you choose honor. It's a promise from the Word of God. Honor will bring you riches and influence. Honor will bring a life full of blessing. Honor gives access. And there is no limit to the achievement that you, the possibilities that you can have, the supernatural that you can have when you walk in honor. There is no limit to what you can do. God will show up supernatural and powerful. But here's the part that he had to work on me. Because, you know, that's all great. Sounds wonderful. I honor. Awesome. Then there's dishonor. The opposite of honor. And dishonorable behavior takes us out of obedience to God, out of the blessing of God, out of the favor of God, and out of God's fellowship. Dishonor is blame, insult, discredit, slander, disrespect, humiliate, undermine, put down, and show somebody up. These are the opposite of honor. Have no part in dishonor. Have no part in dishonor. Dishonor leads to destruction in your life. It'll keep you blocked. It'll keep you separated from God, his favor, and his blessings. Church, I really believe this is the key that's been holding some of us back because we aren't taught as a culture the word of God and how to honor like God requires us to honor. Dishonor, when it's displayed, it's not just in that one little area. You see, dishonor goes through and through. The word of God says a little fly in the ointment putrefies the whole thing. A little dishonor in our life putrefies the whole thing. And then in Matthew 15, 16 through 20, it says, it's not what goes in our body that defiles us. It's what comes out of our body that defiles us. Have no part of any kind of dishonor. Don't be one that speaks dishonor, but also don't be one that sits and listens to dishonor. I had a quote that I posted. Don't tell me what they said about me. Tell me why they were so comfortable to say it around you. You see, dishonor is dishonor. It's all the way through and through. Don't associate with dishonor. Don't participate with any, don't be an instigator of dishonor, and don't participate with dishonor coming from anyone. Proverbs 18:12 says, haughtiness comes before disaster, but humility before honor. See, we're taught in our society to preserve, to look out for number one. Step on anybody you've got to along the way. And if they're not worthy of honor, don't you even think of giving them honor. But he teaches us another way. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. He tells us to consider others more important than ourselves. And in Exodus 22:28, he says, you must not dishonor God or curse any of your rulers. Curse any of your rulers. That means your bosses. That means government officials, leaders, parents, whoever is in authority over you. You are not to speak evil of them. And in 2 Timothy 2:21, it says, but if you cleanse yourself from dishonor, he will make you a vessel that is for honorable use. And isn't that our goal? That's the desire. So my question is, as I was studying along, who do we honor? Who do we have to honor? It's a fair question, right? Like, who does God expect us to honor? First of all, the Word of God tells us to honor God. And really, all of our motive in honor should be simply to honor and please our King. And it also tells us to honor the gray-haired. The mature. But really, I mean, we've become a society that doesn't even honor the elderly anymore. There's no respect or honor for the elderly even. We are to honor, oh, this is painful, government officials. Now, nowhere in the Word of God, when it's telling us to honor these people, does it say, if they behave honorably. Now, I wish that clause was there, but it is not there. God simply tells us to honor government officials. We're to honor our bosses. We're to honor our coworkers, our peers. We're to honor the people that work under us. We're to honor our leaders. The Word of God says that those that lead and work in ministry are due double honor. So a very dangerous thing to speak evil of anyone who is in ministry, whether you agree with them or like them or not. If it's double honor that's due them, I would dare say it's double dishonor when you speak evil of a ministry or a man of God, no matter who they are. We're supposed to honor our parents. Yep, even when it's difficult and they didn't earn honor. We're to honor our spouses, and the Word of God gets down to it. We're to honor everyone. Everyone, all the time. I want to touch on the honoring spouses part. I'm not going to read through all these passages, but 1 Peter 3, if you want to read through the whole passage, it talks about how husbands should honor and treat their wives, and in turn, how wives should honor and treat their husbands. It's a serious area that we have to check ourselves for, making sure we're not giving any dishonor in that area. One of the things that it does, first of all, it teaches our children honor when we honor each other. Because remember, parents, children aren't going to do what you tell them. They're going to do what you show them. So when you treat people with honor, treat everyone with honor, we're then teaching this next generation to treat people with honor. We're teaching them how to walk in the favor and the blessing of God that is unlimited, the kind of blessing that they can't even imagine the things that God has in store for them. That's the kind of honor we want to teach. That's the kind of favor and blessing we want to teach our children to walk in, right? The way we do that is through our actions, not with our words. Let me read a couple of scriptures to you. Romans 12:10 says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another." In other words, considering others more important than ourselves. And in Matthew 6:14, goes a little bit deeper now. Are you ready for this? It's painful, but it's powerful. It's painful, but the results will be powerful. I promise you. Matthew 6:14 says, "Love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for them that spitefully use you." We're to honor all people. 1 Peter 2:17. So we're called to honor all of those levels, and we're called to honor and respect even the people who might not appear to be worthy of honor and respect. This is where it gets challenging and difficult. But the result is the Most High God, the all-powerful, the supreme being, will personally, hear this, he will personally bestow honor and glory to those who have obeyed him. I want that kind. I want that response. I want that reward where the God, the supreme God of all of the earth gives me attention, gives me power, gives me strength, bestows honor and glory on my life. I'd rather focus on having honor from God than man any day, because God is all powerful. As tough as it may be, it should be our main goal to honor everyone all the time. So honor, mere words, that's just flattery, okay? So you can't just pretend to honor. It has to be genuine honor. And the way to genuinely honor is not only with our words, but then we combine it with actions to back up those words. That's when it's true honor. Even to the unworthy and our enemies. So how do we show honor? What does it look like? So honor can be showed with diligence. Consistency gives immediate attention to instruction. An uncommon person is quick to follow through with instructions and report back. Delayed obedience is disobedience and proof of dishonor. I think we really have to look at areas in our life when we come up to these walls and we come up to thinking that we've, man, maybe this is all I can achieve. Maybe this is all I can do. Maybe this thing is just really dead and gone. If we get rid of the dishonor in our life, God will work mountain-moving miracles on our behalf, time-stopping miracles, raise-the-dead kind of miracles in our life. When we get rid of this dishonor that is not in his book calls us to honor everyone, all the time, whether they're worthy of honor or not. Another way we can show honor, Proverbs 18:16, says giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. So whenever you come into a place, bring a gift. It shows honor, and it will give you access, it says. Sometimes honor looks like simply not talking. You know, this was a real epiphany to me for some reason. I realized I did not have to talk. I actually did not have to respond to everything. I didn't have to always give my opinion. Surprise! I could have saved myself a lot of years of pain just by covering my mouth. I do not have to respond to everything. Sometimes honor looks like just shutting your mouth. As my pastor says, amen. But you know how Mama used to say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all? Sometimes honor looks like that. Sometimes the best thing to say in a situation is nothing. Because the Word of God says, where there's no wood, there's no fire. So stop putting wood on it and the fire will go out. The Word of God says, so honor looks like, speak evil of no one. Ouch. Speak evil of no one. And it also says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, only that which builds, encourages, and edifies. Now, please, I know I've been working on this for 6 months before you get to hear it. It's hard to let the only thing come out of your mouth to be that which builds, encourages, and edifies. But if we want to get to new places, new levels, if we want to have favor of God on our life, if you're frustrated not seeing things happen, this is the key. This is the answer. He doesn't just say it's a good idea to. He tells us to. He commands us to. This is walking in obedience to his word. Sometimes it requires getting all the way to our thoughts. And we have to cast down every thought that raises itself up against God. Every thought. So that might be 2,500, or what did Chad preach? 16, is it 16,000 times a day? 1,600. 1,600 chances a day with our words. So 1,600 chances you might have to capture your thoughts and bring them into captivity so that they don't raise themselves up against what God's word tells us to do. And there's some days they look like that, right? You go into work, you come into church, you go into your house. Some days you're capturing 1,600 thoughts and bringing them into captivity. But that's what honor looks like sometimes. Honoring from a pure motive is possible. I know you're sitting there thinking, man, I cannot do this. I can't. They are just awful. There's no way I can honor those people. It is possible, but it's possible only when we have a proper perspective of who God is, first of all, and our heart's desire is to honor him, right? We want to honor God, and we honor him, and we show him love by obeying his word, and then who we are, but also in who others are to God. It is so important to realize who others are to God. When we put it in that perspective, it becomes a little bit easier. I'm not saying it's easy. It is not easy. But it becomes a little bit easier to obey God and honor people when we know how much he values them. How much he treasures them. You know, your worst enemy, the person you hate the most or you think the least of, God loves them. He values them. He treasures their soul. He wills that not one should perish. Not one. Not even that person's name that just came up in your head. He values them. So something has to happen. In order for us to be able to do this, we have to transform our minds. We need them to be completely renewed because our culture has taught us so differently. It has not taught us to honor every single one. The word honor from the Greek and Hebrew means to look upon and deal with someone as a valued individual. To look upon people as valued individuals because everybody has value to God. Everybody has value to God. We need to realize that people have immeasurable value to God, and we are to give respect and honor that is genuine. And that's hard to do. But if we can transform our mind and see people the way God sees people and see people according to the word, another way that's really helped me is to realize that my struggle is not with individuals. Individuals are valuable to God. Here's the scripture, Ephesians 6:12. Pastor said it earlier. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your fight is never with another valuable human being, ever. Your fight is with principalities, with the enemy of your soul. So when we put our fight at the wrong thing and we're fighting against people, we're dishonoring. But when we realize our fight is never with another person, it's with the enemy of our soul, then it allows us to give honor to the person and fight the person that's trying to destroy us, the principalities, the enemy of our soul. Okay, this gets a little more painful now. But I promise you, the rewards of choosing to walk in honor. And young people, if you will learn honor now at your age, the level you will reach is unlimited. You can't even imagine the miracles God's going to do in your life. The amazing and incredible things that you're going to witness. Your generation and your culture will be changed. You're going to see incredible things if you choose to honor. So let's read. God breaks it down and tells us exactly how honor looks. Luke 6. 32 through 33. Now remember, this is the Bible. This is the word of God, not my words. Because my ways are not his ways, and my thoughts are not his thoughts. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. Oh, let's keep reading. But to you who are willing to listen, and I pray that I am in a group of people that are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for them that hurt you. And no, don't pray prayers that are cursing their life. That is witchcraft. We don't participate in that. Pray for them that hurt you. Oh, it gets deeper. Totally contrary to everything you've ever been taught, I promise. Where am I at? If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer them your shirt too. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others like you would like them to do to you. If you love those who love them, if you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do only good to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Here's the exciting part. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. I would rather have very great reward from heaven any day than participate in dishonor that will only lead to my own destruction and my own pain and my own separation from the favor and the blessing of God. I love this example. David and King Saul. King Saul hated David. He was so jealous of him, he actively pursued him to kill him. It was an everyday thing. David was hiding in a cave. He was so afraid for his life from this man. Well, God delivered this man into his hands, King Saul. He had to go to the bathroom. So he left his whole army troop and went into a cave to go to the bathroom. And David was hiding in that very cave. And he was handed this man that he could kill easily because he didn't even know he was there. And what did David choose to do? He just cut a small piece of his clothing so he could prove to him that he was there and had the opportunity and chose not to. Let me read to you what the Word of God says happened when he chose honor over dishonor. When David had finished speaking, Saul called back, "Is that really you, my son?" Then he began to cry. King Saul began to cry, and he said to David, "You are a better man than I am, for you have repaid me good for evil. Yes, you have been amazingly kind to me today, for when the Lord put me in a place where you could have had me killed, you didn't do it. Who else would let his enemy get away when he had him in his power? May the Lord reward you well for the kindness you have shown me today. And now I realize that you are surely going to be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will flourish under your rule." 1 Samuel 24. God turned his situation around in one choice of honor. When you sow seeds of honor, you reap miraculous turnaround in areas you thought wouldn't move or wouldn't budge. Here's a perfect example. And King David, he did become king, and he had the favor of God that went for generations beyond him, even generations that chose not to serve God. The blessing was still there because that level of honor in a man's life, that's the level of honor I want to show up in my life. That's the level of honor we as a church and as a body need to have so that we can change this culture and change this generation. And here's the argument that iced the cake for me. It just gets more and more painful. It's in Jude chapter 1, verse 9. "But even Michael, one of the mightiest angels, did not dare to accuse the devil of blasphemy, but simply said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" Even though the devil is pure evil, Michael would not accuse him. Actually, it says he didn't even dare to accuse him. This shows such a high level of honor, not for anything to do with the devil or him deserving it, but simply for Michael. You see, honor is much like forgiveness, and that when we forgive, it's for our benefit. And for our, but same with honor. When we give honor, it's not because the person is deserving or worthy. It's for our benefit. It's for our blessing. It's for our miracle breakthrough. It's for us to see things change and turn around in our life. It is to walk in that ultimate favor of God that brings biblical proportion miracles. Seriously, like you will be able to have access that says you'll be able to move mountains. You'll be able to supernaturally expand your businesses, your territory. That's the kind of favor and blessing comes from this kind of level of honor. But it's not taught. It's not even encouraged in our culture. Actually, we may be one that's even spoken the words. We want to root out every area of dishonor in our lives and have no part in dishonor. There was a point when our family, way back, we lived in Montour Falls. We came to a pact together where we held each other accountable. Because sometimes you need to hold each other accountable. And we determined we were not going to talk about anybody. Because you know how when you get together with people, seems to end up being the conversation is somebody gets put on the butcher block. Somebody gets brought up. Well, we came to the place where we were going to call each other out. If anybody was going to speak evil or negative of anybody, you're going to get called out. So we really held each other accountable so that we wouldn't enter into speaking evil of anyone. So if you come to me and you want to speak evil of anyone, I'm going to call you out, I promise. So don't even come to me. Don't be a party of any kind of dishonor. Avoid it at all costs. We need to exercise this because it's actually contrary to our upbringing. It's contrary to our nature and our self-preservation, isn't it? So we have to actually exercise it. We need to choose to honor all men. This is actually building character in us, and it's stretching us. It's making us stronger. And you can't get stronger if you don't stretch. Any people that exercise or trainers, you can't get stronger if you don't stretch, right? Stretching those muscles make you ready for the harder hits. If you don't stretch those muscles, you're going to pull something and damage something. It's the same way in this. We need to exercise honor so that we can be ready for the big hits. Because the Word of God says, in this world, you will have troubles. Seriously, we're raising kids to think that this world is fair. Sorry to disappoint you, but this world is not fair, and it is unkind. The Word of God says, if you live in this world, you will have troubles. So we have got to learn how to honor no matter how anyone acts or behaves, because honor will keep us pure and holy before God. Honor will give us access. Honor will turn situations around. I'm serious. You want to see the miracle working power? How many of you want to see miracles? You want to see when you lay hands on the sick, they recover. It takes honor. It takes getting rid of the little fly in the ointment, the area that you thought, oh, that's not really a big deal. It is a big deal. It's bringing destruction to the church. It's bringing destruction to this generation. It's bringing destruction to your life. Choose honor. Don't blame other people. And don't be a victim. Life is tough. It's hard, but strengthen yourself. Exercise in this. Honor all men every time, all the time. Always choose to not dishonor anyone. And then there's promises that come when we do this. Ephesians says, if you honor authority, things will be well with you. How many of you just need things to be well? If you honor authority, things will be well with you. It's a promise. Exodus says, you will have long life. Colossians says you'll bring delight to the Lord, because that's what we want to do. Romans says you'll avoid fear of condemnation. You'll maintain a good conscience. You'll be able to sleep at night. One of the things I love to say is, let their reputation go before them and let mine go before me. I can go to sleep at night. Hebrews, you'll bring joy to your authorities. Hallelujah. Colossians, you'll receive God's reward. You'll receive God's reward, not man's reward, which is temporal, junk, not worth anything. God's reward is what you'll receive. Proverbs says, you'll be given clear direction. You'll have that channel with God that's unblocked and unhindered, and you'll be given clear direction. You won't have to flounder and wonder. You'll know that you'll know that you know. When you speak, the power of God will show up. You won't even have any doubt. You'll be protected from evil people. You'll gain discernment. Peter says you'll receive praise. 1 Timothy says you'll escape destruction. Proverbs 22:4 says, the reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. Honor puts us in the presence of God. Psalms 15:1-3 says, who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence? Do you want to know who's going to enter his presence? Right here. Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Remember, not the flattery, sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of anyone. Those who despise flagrant sin and honor the faithful. The Lord and keeps their promises even when it hurts. Those that lend money without charging interest and who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent. Such people will stand firm forever. You see, the promise, the goal is to have life more abundant. That's what God has promised us. Life more abundant. If we can rid ourselves of the attitude of dishonor, then your eye hasn't seen, your ear hasn't heard, you haven't even imagined what God is going to do, what his miracle working power is going to do in your life if you choose obedience and honor. I love reading the Old Testament of the biblical miracles. Time stopped. There was one of the prophets that actually stopped time. There was another one that was told he was going to die, and he rolled over on his bed and cried out to God, and God changed that and reversed it and added 15 years to his life. The power of God can move mountains in your life, but we have a responsibility. It doesn't just happen. It's to those that are obedient to the word of God, and when we're obedient to the word of God, then those kind of things will happen in our life, and it will go for generations. I want the kind of favor that goes on for generations. So I shared this with a small group of ladies a few days ago, and I promised them that if they started doing this, that they would have miracle testimonies to come back and report. And sure enough, within 2 days, I had a call from one that actually saw a physical miracle in their life, an impossibility happen, and then right within 15 minutes, another miracle from God. It will open up. It will open up miracles, the miracles that you need, the very thing that you've been praying for and crying out to God for. You choose honor over dishonor, and it's going to happen. The Red Sea will open up in part, and you'll walk across on dry land. Those are the kind of things that are going to happen in your life, and they're going to happen quickly. I have been really working on this, and I promise I'm not perfect at it. But I've really, really been working at it, and I've been seeing such awesome miracles of God. He is so faithful. I had a friend call that had a serious toothache. It was agonizing pain, and so we prayed, and the pain stopped. But they had made an emergency appointment for the next morning, and so they figured, well, they better keep it because the pain was there for some reason. Well, they went in and got it tested, and it's completely gone. Nothing, nothing there, no infection, nothing. It was a healed tooth by the hand of God. That's the kind of power when we start walking in obedience and honoring others that is available to us. It's these kind of miracles that are directly attached to our honor or our dishonor. And the lack of that kind of power in our life, we need to look for where the dishonor is. Because remember, even if it's a little area that we feel justified in, because we're so justified with everything. Every man in his own eyes is right. That's the word of God. Every area of dishonor has to be removed from our lives. And in that, it's so exciting because the God of heaven will show up powerful. In every area, in your relationships, in your health, in your finances, the power of God will show up in every single area. I promise you, it's his word. I've studied this for 6 months. I've read verse after verse where he promises, if we honor, that he will show up and show up in big ways. So when you dispel all dishonor and walk in honor, it's coming to you too. It's coming to you too. We're going to move these areas. We're not staying stuck. We're going to move these areas and see God do breakthrough in our lives. How many of you are ready? You're ready to choose honor over dishonor. You know, now, one of the things when I was studying this is like, but God, I have so much dishonor that I've done. Like, what about I'm going to harvest from that dishonor? So the prayer that I've prayed is in that dishonor is that God will cancel that harvest. And I promise to be obedient moving forward and choosing to honor even my enemies, even those that don't deserve it, that are unworthy. And I have no reason to give them honor except for the reason of it's for my benefit and it will please my God. Amen. When we choose to do that, that harvest can be canceled. And we can start. His mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. They're new every morning. And I dare believe we all need in this area his mercy to be new today for us. That moving forward, we can plant seeds of honor that will change the world. When we choose this level of honor that I've shared with you today that the Bible calls us to, you're not just changing your life. You're impacting your environment. You're changing the world. That's how 12 people changed the world, because of this high level of honor. And let's have the church of God come back to honor and get rid of all dishonor. Wash away that harvest and start planting seeds for miracles in our future. Pastor shared all the miracles that have happened in the past of this church. Look out. Those are small compared to what it's going to be when we clean out dishonor from this body and this house of God. Look out. The miracles that our children are going to see and our children's children are going to see, those are nothing compared to what God is about to do. That's his word, actually. He has a scripture that says, this is nothing compared to what I'm about to do. So what you've seen already is nothing compared to what he's going to do. But we have to choose honor over dishonor every time. Every time, taking every thought captive, all the way down to thought level, take it captive. Honor people because God values them. Amen. Stand to your feet. I never want to have a service where we don't invite you to come and know Jesus. If you've never accepted Jesus and you want to walk in this life of favor and blessing, I want to invite you today. I'm not even going to have people bow their heads and close their eyes. I'm all for boldness. So stand up for God and he'll stand up for you. If you've never made the decision to ask Jesus into your life and you want to make that decision and start on this path of favor and blessing today, I just want you to raise your hand up boldly. Amen. Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the house? Awesome boldness. Awesome boldness. Come on, anybody else in the house? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, today is the day. Today is the day. A few more seconds. Just raise your hand up. If you want to accept Jesus into your life. Okay, thank you. Gentlemen, at the end, if you want to just come forward, I have a young man that wants to pray for you, and we want to give you a Bible, and we want to get your information so we can keep encouraging you. Thank you so much for your decision today. It's the best decision you'll ever make, I promise. And for the rest of us, I just want to pray over the house today. I want to cancel off all the dishonor. And I want us to start fresh and new. To him who is willing to listen, let's go forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of areas of dishonor. We ask right now that all harvest of those seeds planted would be canceled. And God, we promise to do our best to honor all people, even the people we don't like, even our enemies, even the unlovely. God, we choose to honor in all circumstances, in all situations. And we know, get ready, we know your miracle-working power is going to flood through our lives. That's going to cause expansion. That's going to cause freedom. That's going to cause healing, miracles, and finances. That's going to cause increase and blessing. That's going to go for generations. We're ready for it, God. We're ready for it. We declare we will honor all men. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Thank you that today's a brand new day. Our seeds that we are planting will bring a harvest. Thank you for it, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord, we love you. Amen. Do me a favor. Exercise honor this week. But I want to hear reports back because I know there's miracles coming. Biblical proportion miracles are coming to your life. So please report back. Please testify of God's miracle working power in your life. Thank you. Go exercise honor and eliminate all dishonor from your life. Amen. Prayer team is at the altar. They're going to pray for you. If you raise your hand for salvation, come right up to the front. We'd love to pray for you.